We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Tell you, the Sabres are about to win the Stanley Cup. But when I think about nostalgia, when I think about players and people and organizationally guys like Lindy Ruff, I think about this type of song, this type of era. This was made in 1975, Joe. We've played it before. That's when they went to the Cup against the Philadelphia Flyers. It's actually 4 years before Lindy began his career in Buffalo. But this song, when I think of Lindy, I think of this era. I think of this song. As opposed to you, where you didn't really watch him play growing up, but he's your first Sabres coach, I believe, right? That you remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, for sure. He's the only Sabre coach I knew for forever. He's done playing when? 91. 91, yeah. So he's long gone before I'm around.
So, of course, I remember him as a Sabres coach, and that was great to see him behind the bench. But for me, even when he was coaching in the late 90s through the mid-2000s, Lindy was always a player to me first, right? If that makes sense, right? It's like if Jim Kelly came back to coach and some young person goes, yeah, Jim Kelly, the coach, we'd be like, no, he's a player. Josh Allen later in life, whatever. But, you know, to me, he was always Lindy the player first. When I see the video, the Sabres just put out, the Instagram and Lindy, like, I think of Lindy Ruff 22 skating around. I don't think about him behind the bench other than moments like the Ottawa Brawl and, you know, some of the clips we played earlier. Like, that's how I remember him. That's the nostalgia for me for Lindy. I think this hire, Joe, is so fascinating to me from that standpoint, which is, depending on what your timeline of Sabres fandom is, depending on when you entered in as a fan, as a media member, someone who covered the team, how old you are, it doesn't have to be age. It's whenever you kind of, your entry point into the Sabres, at some point, anybody listening to this or talking is going to have Lindy Ruff there. And when was that? And what do you remember from him? Right? That's why this is fascinating, the discussion surrounding him to me. Because maybe even if you're younger than you, Joe, it's, well, I remember Lindy Ruff, and guess what? He was fired because the Sabres weren't that good. Then he went to Dallas and got fired and went to New Jersey. What's the big deal? Why are you hiring this guy? There are people out there who think that way, right? And there are people like me going, like, this is a throwback to a captain who was a leader in his playing days, became the head coach and took him to some of the greatest moments, went to a Stanley Cup with them. Mm-hmm. Like, I think like that. I think the entry point for you can be way different on this.
Yeah. Coached 100 games in the playoffs for this team. Yeah. Three deep playoff runs, the finals, two conference final appearances. They never went, you know, actually there was one stretch where they went 3 years without the playoffs, but that was the longest they ever went. So, yeah, he's got a resume for a reason as the fifth winningest coach in NHL history. Like, he is there. How many people have coached in the NHL before? There are only four that have more wins than he does. That's it. Four.
Yep.
And he might even get higher on that list. I was looking at it earlier, Sal. Like, he's 50-something away from Barry Trotz. So if he even gets to year two or has a really good year one, he'll pass him. And he's 106 away from Joel Quenneville, who is second. If he gets to year three, if this goes well and he gets to year three, like, we might look up at the end of his career here and he's going to be in the top three all-time for coaching wins.
As long as the Sabres make the playoffs the next 2 years, regardless of what they do, I think it's almost assuredly that Lindy Ruff will be the coach in 3 years. That's the way I look at this. Unless something were to really drastically happen, a fractured relationship, they bottom out. If they go on a nice run this year and then bow out in the first round next year and they just look awful and pitiful and regress, then maybe. But if they go to the playoffs the next 2 years, I don't think there's any chance he's not the coach 3 years from now, regardless of what the playoff exit is, to be quite honest with you. All right, listen, this is what I want to do today. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Part of the reason why I said what I said a little while ago, Joe, was this morning, my wife says to me, what's been the reaction from fans on Lindy? And I said, that's a great question. I said, like anything, it's going to be mixed, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to have your people who love it, your people who hate it. I said, I guess it depends on really how you view Lindy and how you view reaching to the past, because I've always hated reaching to the past ever since the Bills went back to Marv and Ted Nolan coming back, or name this player and let's go get him. And we take calls on the radio, go hire Bruce Smith and Jim Kelly and the heyday. Like, I've always hated that. But man, Lindy's good. And he was good 2 years ago and he's still in this league and he's still relevant. So I don't know. But I really don't have a handle on really what the fans think. For the next 20 minutes, let's take phone calls from you, the fan, on the Sabres hiring of Lindy Ruff. In this day and age of social media and X/Twitter and Facebook groups, whatever it is, text threads, we communicate in so many different ways. We don't take as many calls these days, even though we should. We're a radio talk show, call-in show, and that's what we do. Let's do that today. I want to really get a gauge from the fans, Joe. I don't know how fans are feeling about this. I think you're going to get both sides when we do this. I mean, unless you've seen overwhelmingly one way or the other, I necessarily haven't, but I've seen both very polarizing reactions to this.
I think it's probably the most polarizing thing they really could have done. I think you might look at it as it's something that they could have done with the fans in mind, and I do think that can be a bonus at the end, which is what Kevin Adams basically said. I liked the way that Larry Quinn put it, the former managing partner of the Sabres. He called in to Bulldog yesterday, and I kind of liked the way he put it, that if you were going to make your decision strictly based on PR and the most positive reaction you could get, you would have hired Craig Berube. You would have hired the Stanley Cup winning coach with all the pedigree, all the credibility, the type of hire that everyone around the league goes, ooh, look at that. All right, Buffalo, Berube, like that. Versus you hire Lindy and it's split. You get a lot of people that love it and are going to be fired up opening night because he is the head coach. And then you are going to get a lot of people that give it an eye roll because, oh, here you go again. You're toying with fans. You're just playing with my emotions, trying to get me to reinvest because you can't come up with anything else. So I think you have two different crowds. I think that makes it more polarizing than a lot of other ideas that they could have done, which to me even further points to they truly believed this was the right guy for the coach, because it's not like it's all roses that they did it.
Even if they hired Berube, you'd have people saying, I can't believe you didn't hire Lindy. He's sitting right there. He's Lindy Ruff. See, that's what makes it interesting as far as how you view this. All right, we're going to take calls. I say 20 minutes because Paul Hamilton is coming up at 10:30. Matt Bove at 11:05. Matt's going to be down at the press conference today. We're going to talk about the Sabres, the hire with him, and also the Bills draft, and our conversation last night with Mike North, VP of Broadcasting for the NFL. We'll do that all-encompassing with Matt at 11:05. We're going to take your phone calls. What do you have to say about the hiring of Lindy Ruff? 803-0550. I want to take as many as we can, so try to be succinct and to the point, and we'll kind of roll through these calls as quickly and as best as possible. Let's hear what you have to say. Butch in Albion, go right ahead. You're first up on the Extra Point Show.
Yes, hi. I'd like to say how happy I am with this hiring. I love the way he played. I've been watching the Sabres for over 40 years, and his passion for the Sabres in the city of Buffalo is second. I'm so happy with this. And that's all I have.
Thank you. You know, yeah, thank you, Butch. That is part of this, right, Joe, which is, don't we always want to be loved here in this city? We have a yearning for being loved.
It's definitely accurate. Yes. It's a maybe even to a fault sometimes.
Yep. Agreed.
People want the people that are playing for the team, coaching the team, to care about the community and to care about the organization and the team. And it's very obvious you are not going to find anybody in the world. I mean, honestly, if you are out there thinking you care, you want the Sabres to win the Stanley Cup more than anybody else in the world, you might be willing to admit that the one person that might want it more is Lindy.
I love that. And we want people to love us and want to be here. This guy wants to be here. He still owns this house here, as far as I know. I know he did a few years ago, and I still think he does. Let's go to Brian on a cell. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how are you? So 2 years ago, around this time, because it was the playoffs, I was playing poker at Turning Stone. This guy sits next to me, and I look at him, and I go, oh, it's Lindy Ruff. Because I thought it was somebody who looked like him. I did a double check. I'm like, oh my God, it's you. So I've been a Sabres fan since as long as I can remember, back in the 70s. I was there for no goal. And I did bust Lindy's chops about going to Dallas and saying that it was a goal. And he took it in stride. I cannot tell you what a class act and how intelligent and informed guy he is. We were talking about his year in New Jersey. And we're Utica Comets ticket holders, but I do root for the Amherst when they play them. But anyways, Lindy's like, if you don't have goaltending, you have nothing. And he went through six goalies just like the Sabres did that year. And again, that was his downfall in Jersey. I really do think this is the right hire. His temperament, his passion for the city. I don't think he's coming back to coaching unless Buffalo approached him. You know, he was definitely getting, you know, this is a guy who's been doing this for his entire life. But and we talked more about, you know, life, but his insights on hockey and willing to share it. I'm very excited. I didn't know how I felt about it, but once they announced it and I thought about it, I couldn't be happier. I think this is going to be a heck of a story when it's all said and done. I appreciate
Thanks.
Your time, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. You got it. Joe, 64, right? 65, 64. I think he's 64 years
old. He's 64 years old, yeah. The age is a part of it. Like, I've been looking, and this is, you know, something that's more important down the road, because 64, you know, are we worried about 5 years from right now? No. I mean, there's a lot more important issues. But at 64, like, I was trying to find somebody that has coached, like, into their 70s. Like, how long do coaches really go in the NHL? Because I know the stat about the NFL coaches, that there's only been like four ever that have coached into their 70s, and it's about the same. If you look at, like, Scotty Bowman retired at 68, Boudreau last coached at 67, Quenville, that's a different situation, that's earlier though, Barry Trotz stopped at 59 when he retired, Hitchcock stopped at 68. The only guy I can find, and I've looked at like a bunch so far, is Jacques Martin, who just coached on an interim basis for Ottawa at 71. So most of these guys are done 67, 68, and that's about it. So I don't think there's any doubt. Like, this is the last stop. You know, this is it. This is Lindy's last ride. And that's another part of, like, you know, it shouldn't be the determining factor why they hire him. But, of course, I think we know that that's not it. But it does go with it. That it could be an incredibly cool story that Lindy's last act in the NHL as a head coach would be to get the team that he has been employed in every decade of their existence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back on track. And that is true, by the way. Is that not incredible?
Yeah.
That Lindy Ruff has been employed by the Sabres in every decade that they've existed.
Pretty amazing. We called it out. You answered the call. So let's take them. Let's go to Tommy in Buffalo. Hi, Tommy. You're on WGR.
Hey, how you guys doing? I was the guy who called the other day and said, what about Lindy being the new head coach? So it happened, which is great. But I do want to think a little bit on this in the sense that yes, the loyalty, certainly Buffalo, literally all we had to cling on to for at least two decades of sports was just loyalty and love. So when it's one of those guys that was involved in Buffalo sports back when that was happening and had the resurgence in 2007, like he made me love and fall in love with Buffalo sports while the Bills were tanking. You know what I mean? So he's a guy that already has – and I called and said that he got a cup. He didn't get a cup. He doesn't have a cup at all. So obviously this is where he's coming to try and make his last push. We've got the goaltending. We have the young talent that he can shape. I think this is perfect.
Thank you, Tommy. We appreciate that. Let's go all the way down to Cattaraugus. Corey's up next. Go ahead, Corey.
Hi, how you guys doing? So yesterday when it got announced, I'm not going to lie, I was furious. I'm kind of sick of the nostalgia hires, the reaching into the past. You know, I really wanted something new. You know, Berube, Brindamar, you know, whoever, someone that isn't our past. But after kind of sleeping on it last night, waking up today, hearing all the coverage this morning while I was driving, I've turned around to it. You know, I think the story would be great. You know, he was here for the best and also here for the start of what is now our worst. And to have him come back with our young team, yeah, it was regression last year. But I think the talent's there. You know, I'd love to see him do it. So, you know, I've come around a little bit, but I still have to say I'm leaning more on the I would have preferred new. I really think I would have. But I have hopes, and I wish Lindy the best.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate that. Let's go to Dan and Kenmore. Hi, Dan. You're on WGR on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm not old enough to really remember anything, you know, before Lindy. Under 40 years old, the only Sabres winning I know is when he was around. So that's, you know, there's a little bit of nostalgia there for me. But, you know, I worked in Clarence as a kid and just remember him always coming around the places I worked. And he's just such a great guy and so nice. And just, you know, you didn't even know he was the Sabres head coach the way he treated people. So I'm excited to see him back. And, you know, what a great offseason for both teams who really don't know what to expect out of the Bills and the Sabres. And, you know, this is the most excited I've been going into the summer for both teams in a while, so I just want to say that.
Thanks, Dan. Joe, do you think that Kevin Adams knew he wanted to hire Lindy Ruff when he stepped to the podium last week in his press conference announcing Don Granato had been fired?
100%, I believe that. If you go back and listen to it, I've not done that, but I have the quotes. Like, he totally had a gut. I thought at the time, oh, he's talking about Lindy. And then the days went on, and I thought, okay, maybe he could have been talking about anybody or a type of person. But then that's how it hit me at the time, was he had a certain individual in mind when he was talking the way he was. And honestly, for how quick it went, and for the fact that we didn't really have any other rumored candidate, it really does seem like, and maybe we'll get more clarification on this in a couple hours, but it does really seem like they never did a search. They just said, we want Lindy.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. How much of that do you think, because we know Terry Pegula's affinity for Lindy Ruff as well, when when Lindy gets fired, mm-hmm. is there a conversation where Terry says, look, Lindy's available. I love Lindy. Like, we could really, you know what I mean? How much
sure.
does that drive the decision? Because I do think that has to be a part of it. I'm not telling you Terry Pegula said, I don't care what you want to do. What I'm saying is how yeah. much was maybe that happening the minute he was fired from Jersey?
I could believe that it would be both. That it could be both. You know, it would be that Pegula would love the idea and that Adams would love the idea, right? Adams spoke with such conviction last Tuesday about what he was looking for that it would definitely make me believe that he was all in on hiring Lindy. And he, of course, would know Lindy from multiple years of, mm-hmm. of experience working underneath him as an assistant coach. So my best guess, right, Terry, his affinity for Lindy and Adams knowing him so well, my best guess would be that they were lockstep and both really liked the idea.
Yeah, they probably, in some way, shape, or form, said the same thing to each other. They're on the same page, right? That's probably the way it went down. Let's go to James in Williamsville. Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Good. I was just calling in because I called about a month ago when Lindy first got fired, and I called and I said how I, you know, just an idea to have him in the organization. And Joe really yep. hated that idea and just tried to clown on me for that one. But I just wanted to say I told you so. So,
okay.
Yeah, have a good one.
Okay, thanks. Well, he waited 7 minutes to tell you I told you so, Joe, on hold, just so you know. Let's go to Brian in Florida. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? I just want to touch on the grittiness, I think, that Lindy brings to the team. You know, it's funny. We were kind of joking. I was in Buffalo this past weekend for the Luke Combs concert with my father-in-law and brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. We were all talking about how Lindy's coming back. But again, he brings a grittiness, I think, to this team that we have not had since he's left. You got a lot of young guys that actually have left and have said, hey, we go and play in other places. I'm not going to name names, but there's a couple people that went out to Colorado. There's a couple people down here in Florida that play for the Panthers and they do a different, you know, standard of accountability than they were under the current or now I should say former coaching regime, the Sabres. So with Lindy coming back and being able to coach the way he wants to coach, I think he's going to return this team to a respectable standing, not just in the NHL, but within the division. And I really do expect him to really make this team make some noise here going forward in the next few years. I know this is probably his last stop, but, you know, I follow the Panthers quite frequently down here, being in South Florida. Mm-hmm. He's a similar coach, I think, to Paul Maurice. I don't know what you guys think, but, I'm excited. I think this is a huge day for Sabres hockey. I'm really hoping he turns around some guys, too, like Alex Tuch. Jeff Skinner is another one. I'd even say Rasmus Dahlin. I want to see a physical team here next year. And again, work them to the bone, Lindy, because I think, again, this is what the Sabres team needs.
I am fascinated by how some of these guys could respond or not respond under Lindy Ruff. I mean, a guy like Jeff Skinner, I am really fascinated. And I don't know how it's going to go for him, Joe. You know what I mean? Under Lindy Ruff.
My best guess on that guy specifically, if you made me bet right now on what's going to happen with Jeff Skinner, I think I'd want to bet they're going to buy him out.
I thought the same thing this morning, and yeah. I'm glad that you said that because I thought I was being way too reactive on that.
I think there's three outcomes with Skinner. There's three ways you could play it. You could buy him out. You could take your lumps, take your headaches of what his 200-foot game, and play him in the top six, or you could play him in the bottom six. And to me, of those three, buyout might seem like the most reasonable idea, even though you've got some cap problems when you do that. The second to me would be, honestly, playing him in the top six. Like, I don't think that's a great outcome. I think you want to do better than that. But it is worth pointing out that exactly one month ago, he led the team in goals and was on pace for 30. Then, not even then, I think there was one game where he scored a few with Krebs. But the final 13 games of the year, all of those he played in the bottom six, he didn't score one single time. If there's one thing we absolutely know about Jeff Skinner, through his entire career, even in his prime, the thing we know about Skinner is you have to play him in the top of your lineup if you are going to get the goals. And to me, it's perfectly fine if you don't want him in the top of your lineup. But I think wasting everyone's time with him in the bottom of the lineup is the worst call you could make. So for me, I think...
It's one or the other,
and I think, honestly... Yep. Because I'm at a point, too, where I don't really even think it makes a lot of sense for him in the top six anymore, which is why I've arrived at, I think it might just be best to cut bait.
All right, Brian mentioned Colorado. Let's take one more. We'll go all the way out to Colorado. Dave is standing by. We got Paul Hamilton coming up after the timeout, but you go ahead first, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My first thought about Lindy was I was thinking about the Bills back in their drought and how they had such a difficult time even hiring a coach. Coaches didn't want to come to the Bills, and I was wondering if the Sabres were going through that same process at this point. I am excited for Lindy. I mean, I'm in my 50s. I've been a Sabres fan since the 70s, growing up in Niagara Falls. So I think Lindy is the guy, but they may not have had a chance to get Berube. Just my thoughts.
Possible.
Yeah.
We don't know what Berube... The only thing I've seen or read about Berube is that he wants to be closer to Philadelphia, which is, I guess, where his family is, than St. Louis. So, you know, who knows? It doesn't really sound like they... I mean, the fact they didn't take their time, there's only so many candidates they really could have interviewed, right? Like, between Gallant and Berube and, you know, there's guys that are still coaching in the playoffs... They clearly couldn't have talked. I don't think they could have talked to everybody that you would have wanted them to.
I agree, and obviously the waiting for Rod Brindamore thing was not going to happen, right? That was my best idea, but that wasn't going to happen. And I knew it wouldn't happen, but that was my favorite idea. All right, Lindy Ruff, he's the Sabres coach. Going to have a press conference today at 1:00. There will be an extended Sabres Live that will start at noon. They'll go till 2:00, then One Bills Live. In the meantime, Paul Hamilton joins us after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.